We had less than a week until Christmas. So, of course, my boyfriend had us out buying last-minute gifts for his family after getting an oil change. We'd fought the crowds, managing to find a new air fryer for his dad, a duffel bag for his gym rat brother, and a wooden jewelry box for his mom. Done, done, and done. With only one task remaining, I flipped the blinker of my old Cherokee and turned into a parking lot at one of the local strip malls. Our town still had entirely too many of these overstretched buildings, but there's a specialty grocer here. It's the only place in town we can find his brother's favorite snack, sweet and spicy plantain chips. I pulled into an empty spot in the middle of the lot, the freshly lubed Jeep squeaking only half as loudly as it normally does. As the wheels came to a stop, I threw the gear shift in park and quieted the engine. I looked over at Xavier, scrolling through his phone, lanky and reserved. His dark, bushy eyebrows were fully relaxed, and a devious thought crossed my mind. He and I had a great sex life, but I'd been feeling a little self-conscious, always needing special attention after he fucked me to finally get to orgasm. I wanted to show him that he didn't need to overcompensate, that I just enjoyed him. Without a word, I started taking off my clothes. First was my jacket, the balled-up fabric tossed on the dash without disturbing my boyfriend. Next came my shirt, which I tossed right into his lap, covering his phone. I can take a hit. Xavier looked over at me, sitting behind the wheel in my bra.
Sarah, what are you doing?
I tossed my blonde hair over one shoulder and reached behind my back to unhook it, letting it fall from my small breasts. My nipples were already beaded with excitement, but watching his confused but elated expression made me tense up even more. My pants and panties were next, the button popping easily, dark brown canvas and my lace thong sliding down my thighs.
Baby, you...
Xavier couldn't take his eyes off my bare tits, but I could see him starting to panic. I slipped out of my remaining clothing and pivoted away from him, pulling the handle and opening the car door. I didn't even hear him breathe as I hopped onto the pavement in nothing but my sneakers. The air chilled my skin, but it's never really cold in Cali, even during Christmas. As the door clicked closed, he lost it.
Sarah, what the fuck? Someone's gonna see you!
I heard his muffled yells from inside the car. I did a quick glance around the lot, not seeing anyone, and skipped around the front of the car to the passenger side, my ponytail bouncing playfully. Xavier stared at me with wild, concerned eyes. He probably thought I'd lost it, and for a second, I thought I had too. I popped the door handle and swung it open. My boyfriend met with the full sight of my nakedness. "Seatbelt," I said, glancing at the bulge in his jeans. He didn't seem to understand English. "Unless you want me to stay out here." I took a dramatic look over my shoulder, hearing an immediate succession of clicks as he freed up his lap. With a naughty smile, I stepped into the vehicle and set myself on top of him. My hands found his belt buckle before he had a chance to close the car door, and he started grumbling as my lips found his neck.
"Baby, what are you doing?" he moaned. "Let me take you home and fuck you in bed. We can't..."
"I don't want you in bed," I cut him off. "I want you right here, right now." With his belt unbuckled and his fly unzipped, I pulled his hard cock from his pants and lifted my hips. Xavier hissed as his tip met my wetness, and I came down around him all at once, moaning as he filled me to perfection.
"Yeah, that's it."
"Sarah, ugh, fuck, you're tight,"
groaned my grumpy boyfriend, his eyebrows softening as his cock soaked in me. I could tell he was struggling to relax, his head swiveling to look out either side of the car as our bodies connected. I found a few points of contact, my hands on his shoulders, my foot pressed against the door, and I started to fuck him. His cock slipped in and out of me, the tip barely stretching in my opening before I let myself fall back down.
"Fuck, baby, your cock feels so damn good."
I started bucking my hips faster, my pussy clenching and gushing all over him, each penetration forcing me to moan louder and louder. I felt the car begin to squeak and shimmy. Xavier was forced deeper and deeper inside me, my pussy begging to be plowed, punished, ruined.
Sarah, he growled.
He knew I liked it rough, but we had never fucked in broad daylight like this. Usually he'd be done twice over with the amount of pleasure, but the nerves kept him going. It was the best fucking he had ever given me. I bounced harder, my ass pounding down on his lap, my shoe squeaking across the vinyl as I kept my rhythm. I cried out my boyfriend's name and kept time with the rocking suspension. I could feel how hard he was inside me, how his hands dug into my skin, pulling me back down on his cock. "I think I'm gonna come, baby," I moaned in his ear. "You're gonna make me come on your dick." "Fuck, are you serious?" His voice was desperate, almost cracking. His hips moved into me, seizing the moment and letting his fears fall away. It worked. His cock slammed across my G-spot over and over, forcing the warm buzz in my brain to burst, pleasure falling like hot and cold sparks from my crown. My eyes rolled and my body tensed, only my hips left with enough strength to move with Xavier's. I moaned and screamed, noises bubbling out of me that I had never heard. Xavier's arms closed around my back and he held me down, his dick pumping thick globs of cum deep inside me. He'd filled me many times before, but never like this. I leaned back against the dashboard, meeting Xavier's grimace as he let himself go. My face was pure bliss, my lips popping open for a second as he slipped out. I kissed him, stroking his pulsing cock with one hand and reaching for the door handle with the other. I popped it before he had a chance to stop me, hopping back out onto the parking lot. I got about halfway around the front of the car before seeing the shocked faces of an older couple nearby, the husband donning a festive Santa hat. There was no way they hadn't watched every second of my encounter with Xavier. The old man's face was a cartoon smile, but he met a swift jabbing from his wife's elbow once I came into view. I almost wanted to go over and ask them if they enjoyed the show, but instead I waved at them casually, hopping back into the Jeep and settling myself behind the wheel.